Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Hey guys, we're going to look at why referrals are so powerful and why you should bother. Well, before someone will buy from you, they need to go through three stages. Firstly, they have to know about you. If they don't know you exist, they can't buy from you. Then they have to like you. Then they have to trust you. And then they'll buy from you. Now, each of those takes different levels of importance depending on who the client is. They have to know about you. That's a non-negotiable, but that's binary. It either they do or they don't. How much they like you or need to like you and how much they need to trust you depends on the situation. But there needs to be a level of liking and trusting for any relationship, sales relationship to exist. So the reason referrals are so powerful is if someone says to me, someone who I trust, use this person, they're really good. Straight away, I know about them, which I didn't a second ago. I trust my friend or associate or colleague, therefore I trust them. Because here's the thing, if someone refers me a plumber and they leave a mess and stuff it up at my place, I don't blame the plumber, I blame my mate. You told me that that person would be good. They weren't. Why did you tell me that? You know, I'm angry at my mate, not at the plumber. So it's an implied level of trust. And that works across any sector. You know, if you can get a residential builder to refer you to another one of their residential builder mates, great. This guy's good. You know, there's a high level of trust. Fantastic. Commercial as well. If you can get another project manager or construction director that they know to refer you, then fantastic. Because straight away, they now know from a credible authority, even if they don't know the person, they just know them by reputation, or that company's got enough of a reputation, then great. That is an inferred level of trust. That person has said, use this company, use this team. They're really good. So if you can get that referral, then that works really powerfully. So you should collect those referrals and lists of people who would give you recommendations and referrals. Because it doesn't have to be, wait and call them or get them to write it out. It can be ready to go. In big commercial jobs, we would, for first-time clients, we would almost always get asked, who have you worked for? We want some names of project managers and site managers, jobs you're on and the addresses so we can walk on site, but also jobs you've recently completed from clients we know about. You know, so big commercial builders who they, yep, we've heard about them. They're not a fly-by-night operator. They can look them up on LinkedIn. Yes, that person works for them. Give them a call. Away they go. And as I said, it doesn't have to be someone they know. It can be know by reputation, but it can also be someone who they don't know if they believe that referral. Now, this is where Google reviews and online reviews have such a level of power, because if you've got four or five reviews on your site or four or five Facebook reviews, they're going to be dismissed. You know, people aren't going to believe them. You've got four or five mates. Good for you. There's not many mates. But if you've got 100 reviews, then people will go, well, they can't all be mates. Some of them are going to be genuine. So they will go on and look at that. And if enough people say this is really good, and a lot of people will do what I do and sort by worst first and look at the one stars and what they say and then scroll through to see what other people are saying and depending on how many they are. And also look at the replies. You know, how are those, has that negative feedback handled by the business? Is it taken on board or is it pushed back on? So you can build a level of implied trust from strangers who they don't know through Google reviews. The same can apply even in residential and commercial. If you can get testimonials from builders, testimonials from project managers, whack them on your website, whack them on a quick thing. Your video is very powerful because it's harder to fake, but even just a testimonial from someone with their name, their company, their position, and a link to their LinkedIn profile, for example, can be really powerful. If you want to get that, you can write it for them. We've just done this amazing build for a house. Builder loves us. Would you mind giving us a referral? No, I'd be happy to. All right, if I got my team just to put something together, would you mind reading through it, making any changes that you want, And if you when you're happy with it, send it across to us. Fantastic. They don't have to do any work. You get your team to write it up, sure, as long as you want. Email it across. They're like, yep, cool, because they don't have time to write it out. And it's there. If there's something they do or don't agree, I've got to say, you know, 95 times out of 100, it just comes straight back to me. Yep, cool, no worries. In fact, usually it doesn't come back to me. I've got to follow them up a week later. Hey, man, sent you that review for you to have a look over. Are you okay with it? They're like, oh, yeah, sorry, I haven't had a chance to reply. I mean, they've skimmed read it. They haven't had a chance to reply. They're like, yep, that's cool. Happy for you to use it. Awesome. You know, we'll send a half page one. We can use excerpts. We can use whatever. And then we've got them saying, yes, they're happy for us to use it. We can put that on our website, on our social media, and we can link it to a source who's a, you know, you can go and check that this is that LinkedIn person or that website of that builder. You know, that sort of referral builds your credibility and builds that level of trust that your next clients have got with you. So always look for how you can build that credibility through those referrals and how you can build that level of trust with your next clients. And it is a supercharged tool for building your credibility. All right, guys. See you soon.
We believe your business should make your life better.